Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We talk a little Wyoming football. It's Sheep Week, as they call it. Cowboys getting ready for the border war against Colorado State. Shoot us a text on the KFBC text line at 630-226-6307, 630-2266. We go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is a defensive back for the Wyoming Cowboy football team, Marcus Epps, joining us here on the program. Marcus, first time on the show. We appreciate you joining us. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing all right. It's been such a tough year for the Cowboys, and I've asked a couple of the guys this. You know, most everybody on the team was on pretty successful high school programs, used to winning, and this season hasn't gone the way you guys have wanted to. But is it something where if you look big picture, are you seeing the things that need to happen to get this team going in the right direction?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though the scoreboard doesn't show it, I mean, I feel like we've gotten a lot better since the season started. And, you know, looking, if you look at next year, we have a lot of people returning. So I think we're going to be on the right path to get this program back to winning.
The defense specifically was playing better, and you know, just watching the game, wasn't there watching the game you were playing in it. Do you feel like you guys maybe took a step backwards from some of the momentum that you guys had carried over from some previous games?
Yeah, I feel like we just didn't execute very well. I mean, I don't know if I can say we kind of took a step back, but I just feel like we just didn't execute the way we could have and the way we should have. I mean, we could have done a lot better with our fits and with our tackling. We missed a lot of tackles, but, you know, it's a new week, so we just got to focus on trying to pick back up from how we were before, especially in the Nevada game. I thought that was one of our best defensive games. So I think we just need to pick off from there because we know how well we can play. So it's a big week. Big rivalry week, so we just want to play our best this week.
You mentioned big rivalry week. What did you learn about this game, the Border War last year? You know, you come in as a redshirt freshman. What did you learn about this game last year?
I definitely learned there's just a lot of hatred. I mean, I went down to the game and was on the sideline in my jersey last year, and, you know, their student section was behind us, and they were just yelling at us the whole game, especially the redshirts. They were just yelling at us, calling us names, saying a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, it's a great rivalry game. You know, it's all in good fun. That's how rivalries are supposed to be. So it'll be a fun week.
You know, I was down there on the sideline as well for that game. And you're right, that student section was close, and they let you guys have it. Now, is it tough to respond? You know, when you're playing, it's a little different. You're focusing on what's going on during the game. And I know being on the sideline in your jersey, you want to be watching the game. But is it tough to focus when they're yelling at you? Did you have any responses or anything like that?
No, we don't really pay attention. We'll focus on the game. So, I mean, it's all in good fun, though. It just makes the rivalry even better.
Did you have a big rival in high school? And if so, what was that rivalry like?
In my high school, our rival was Fountain Valley High School. So it was like a huge week. I mean, we played for the Bell. So, like, I mean, it was huge every year, like, on that Friday game, like, our whole school would be just covered in posters, all the buildings, even on the floor, and it was like a huge rivalry game. So rivalry games are always fun.
Definitely. So Marcus Epps joining us here, Wyoming Cowboy defensive back. Now, you know, being a walk-on, Marcus, how do you handle that sort of thing? You know, some players may play with the chip on their shoulder. Some may, you know, not like the term, you know, walk-on, and they're just like anybody. How do you handle being a walk-on? Is it any different to you, you know, since you are playing and seeing significant time for the Cowboys?
No, it's not different at all. I mean, I definitely try to play with the chip on my shoulder because I was overlooked a lot, and I just want to prove that I could play. But, I mean, I just look at myself as a part of the team. I mean, that's how all my teammates and that's how all the coaches looked at me, and that's how they've looked at me since I've gotten here. So I don't look at it that way. I just look at myself as part of the team.
Being part of the team, what ultimately led you to choose Wyoming to come play football and continue your education?
Well, I mean, it was really my only Division I opportunity. Uh-huh. I was going to go to – I had offers from a couple of D2 schools, but that wasn't the route that I wanted to go. So I was going to go to a JC back in Southern California, but I got a great opportunity to come here and walk on, and I just went for it.
Do you think
it paid off?
Sorry, Marcus. Do you feel like you're proving a lot of people wrong? I mean, with the way you're playing, I mean, you've come in and made impacts with Wyoming. Would you have 13 tackles on Friday against a really good Utah State team? Do you feel like you're proving some folks wrong that may have passed up on you, or do you look at that?
I think I am proving people wrong. I don't think most people expected me to play as much as I played this year. But, I mean, I'm just trying to keep making impact to help my team win.
What was your redshirt year like? Was it tough sitting out, or was it something that you think it was out of necessity to mature both, you know, physically and getting used to the Division I level? Was it something you needed to go through, and what did you learn off of it?
Well, it was definitely hard to just sit and not be able to play in real games, but I definitely needed that redshirt year. You know, I got into the weightlifting program, and I definitely got bigger, stronger, and a lot faster. So it just helped me mature a little more as a player and also get used to the speed in practice because, you know, on Scout D, I had to go against our number one offense. So that definitely helped me going against receivers last year like Jalen and Dom and Tanner.
What did it ultimately kind of click for you that's when you said, I belong here in Division I football, I belong out on the field with these guys? When did that happen, do you think?
I mean, I always felt like I belonged, but I mean, just since I got here really and started practicing and just was able to be out there with the guys and partake in drills, I just knew I belonged here.
Take it on a CSU team that offensively they've got some weapons, maybe one of the best receivers in the country, and Rashard Higgins. You looking forward to possibly seeing that matchup on the field Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, definitely. It's always a great challenge to play against a great receiver like him. You know, he was, I think he was a finalist last year for the Biletnikoff Award. So, I mean, he's obviously one of the best receivers in the nation. So it's just a great challenge for our defense to be able to go against a guy like that.
What do you remember about him last year, not being out on the field, but seeing him and maybe seeing some film work of him? What makes him so good that you've been able to see?
He just makes big plays. I mean, he's a really good receiver. He has good speed, and he's really smooth with everything he does. I mean, he doesn't look like he's exerting a lot of effort or energy. He's just really smooth. So, I mean, he's a great player, so we're just going to have to, you know, execute against him and bottle him up.
We'll be talking to Brian Hill here a little bit, I believe, as well. You ever had a chance to tackle him or try to tackle him in practice, or have you stayed away from that?
Yeah, I tackled him a few times in spring. I mean, we live right next to each other. He's one of my best friends, so we always, like, joke about it. You know, there was, like, one time in the spring game where he, like, almost broke my tackle, and then Uso helped me, and he always says he broke it, but we just always laugh about it, and I always try to make fun of him and tell him he's never broken one of my tackles, so it's just always fun.
That dude is a beast, isn't he, man? He
yeah,
he is.
He's
fun to watch run, isn't he? I'm sure it's something you guys like to do. You know, do you take a glance during a game when you're trying to figure out things defensively to watch him run?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole DB is always, when we hear the crowd get loud or something, we always look up and we always know Brian's just making a big play for us.
Well, hey, good stuff. Marcus, I appreciate the time. Having a great season. Good luck against Colorado State. And hopefully you guys can bring the bronze boot back to Laramie, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.